Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Board, DCP representatives, and all the people of Searsport. I really appreciate your being here and listening to us. In 1988, we bought our Searsport residence, a small camp on a lot 50 by 100. We consistently made improvements over the years, making purchases entirely locally. We now have a cost basis of over $350,000 in this now year-round house. In 2002, we expanded our Bangor business to the small town of Searsport, making it our fourth location. I'm sorry I'm repeating some of what Laurie said, but I'll keep it short. Our goal is to serve the area with quality goods through a fun and entertaining presentation. It costs $300,000 to get it up and running. We based our investment on the current mix of business in Searsport and our perception of the potential, just like DCP sees a potential for profits down the road with the propane markets. Our house lot is so small that there is no room for a garage on it without breaking the rules. So we bought an empty house lot 1,500 feet up the road and put a garage on it. We also installed a wind generator and solar panels on our house, meeting with Randy Hall to assure compliance with all town codes. A taller wind tower would have been better, but we kept it below the 35-foot code. We did not seek any variances. We simply followed the rules. DCP comes to Searsport only if they can change the rules. Our height ordinance served the town very well for decades, keeping everything in a determined balance. With the changes, we will be out of balance. DCP reps actually wrote the ordinance change. Many here seem to favor a large multinational business over local small business, but it is small business that accounts for 24% of town revenue. Industry only accounts for about 16%. DCP clearly filed their application without all the permits in hand, but were allowed to go forward by slightly bending the rules again. Now, I didn't really have a problem with that because I knew the permits were probably coming, but the industrial zone may have options for it that is not big enough for their project. So they are spilling this industrial project onto commercial zones, trying to bend the rules once again. The size of this DC project will change the character of our town. The added truck noise will make our store location quite terrible. Many small businesses will be adversely affected. DCP's entrance to this town will force many of us out of business. I believe in small business. I believe small is beautiful, which is what E.F. Schumacher titled his book with the subtitle, Economics as if People Really Mattered. DCP is too big for any of us as individual townspeople to really matter. That's just my opinion. I know that may be stretching things, but the Fanis study made no attempt to create a baseline of business in Searsport. No one seems to be very well informed about what we do have here. Someone in the town thinks it's small boat building. The tax revenue facts do not support this representation. We have a lot more going for us than that. We have a lot more to lose with this mega project than we have to gain from it. For the 12 jobs we will gain, I think we will lose 100 jobs. Only time will provide the proof. But then it will be too late. With new rules in this town, my investments will be very threatened. We will be hurt financially. The propane terminal is the wrong project for a site that has more potential than only 12 jobs. Can anyone say that I am crazy to object to this project when it threatens my existence in Searsport and my financial well-being? Thank you for listening.